Hi, my name is Elijah.
And I'm William.
This is our podcast,
Animaltastic.
Our episode is called Furious Fire Ants.
How come you chose fire ants?
Well, I thought about ants, and I just wanted my next podcast to be about them. And I thought of fire ants since they're so dangerous, and they're like all orange, and you know.
Cool. So what are our facts?
Our first one is you will not see fire ants marching on the ground.
Oh, how come?
Well, so they have these certain tunnels to go underground. I'm guessing to avoid predators like ant eaters and other things that eat ants.
Cool.
Fire ants use chemicals to communicate called pheromones. Once fire ants were accidentally put on a ship from South America to Mobile, Alabama, and then they spread to other states in the South. Some people who lived in the South tried to kill fire ants by dropping bombs of pesticides onto the land. It worked a little bit, but it just mostly killed other things such as farm animals, fish, birds, and other native ants.
Huh. It sounds like you're kind of scared of fire ants. Are fire ants scared of any other animals?
They're ant eaters and... Oh, I know one predator that's definitely one of them. It's a florid flies.
Oh. What do they do to the fire ants?
So they're very tidy. So they fly in. Once they get into the colony, they choose an ant and then they lay their eggs in the ant. Like, inside the ant's head.
That sounds terrible. Then what happens?
And then, when the eggs hatch, they eat the ant for nutrients.
It hatches inside the ant's head?
Mm-hmm. One of those flies could destroy a whole ant colony. A whole ant colony.
That sounds pretty horrible. What are amazing things about ants? What do you like about them? Or fire
well,
ants?
Well, one thing that you told me, which I really appreciate, is that they can tightly hold hands and they pack together and they can make really strong things. Like, for instance, there was a flood and they had no way of getting out. They would just hold hands and form a raft. So the worker ants would make the raft. And then the queen and the larvae, which are eggs, would be in the center of it so that they would definitely be safe. Sometimes fish will nibble on the ants.
Oh no, at the worker ants?
And then if too many worker ants get eaten, the whole raft will just... It'll sink like a boat.
I'd rather be a queen ant than a worker ant. Any more facts?
No. It's time to move on to story. What do you think?
Sure. Is it a good story today?
I think so.
Okay. I haven't heard this before, so you start the story.
Okay. Once upon a time, there lived a moose.
Wait, I thought the story's about fire ants. Alrighty. I trust you.
Okay. Anyway, one day a moose got stung by a fire ant.
Oh.
It burned like crazy.
It burns, it burns.
Once the burn faded a little bit, he was so angry. He said, "I will get revenge on you and your colony."
That's a mean moose.
Then the ant left in fright. After a few days later, the moose came and he said, "I am the moose." That same little ant ran out of his home and screamed for help.
Help, 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 there's a moose.
Not many animals came, only one. It was a skunk.
P-U.
The ant asked the skunk to go get one of the toughest animals on earth.
Oh, what kind of animal is that?
A honey badger.
Time out. Are you sure a honey badger is one of the toughest animals?
Well, so a honey badger is a very tough animal. Even lions back out of the way of...
Oh, I did not know that.
Honey badgers are a very tough animal that is related to the skunk and found in Africa and Asia.
Oh, okay. Time in.
Once the skunk found a honey badger, he brought him to the colony. He decided to help him as long as the ants got him one thing after. Honey. They promised him that they would find the honey badger some honey. Then the honey badger lunged towards the moose. The moose lifted him away with his ginormous antlers. Then the honey badger walked over again very calmly and let out his little stink, since he's closely related to the skunk.
Wait, honey badgers have a stink too?
So they use this stink to get honey.
Oh, how does that work?
Well, there's a type of bird that's called a honey guide. Guides it to the honey. Then the honey badger stinks the honey as a little. He likes it as a garnish. Also, it scares away the bees. And then he gets his meal. And then the honey guide flies down and eats the scraps of the honey. So it's a symbiotic relationship.
Wow, we're learning about a lot of animals today.
It was mostly supposed to be, you know, fire ants.
Okay, let's get back to the fire ants then.
The moose ran away. Then the honey badger asked for his honey, and the ant said,
"Well, we haven't really kept that in mind."
And then, the end.
Wait, that's the end? The honey badger never got his honey?
And then he wanted revenge, just like the moose.
Oh, is that the sequel?
Sure, it could be the sequel. Maybe eventually I'll get around to making one of those.
Well, that might have to wait for season two, right?
Mm-hmm. We're going to take a little break. This is the end of season one, but season two is coming up soon. I promise you.
Great. I can't wait.
If anybody has suggestions for animals in season two, you can leave it in the reviews or leave it in the Patreon link in the description of the podcast.
Great. Time for credits.
Okay. Our first shout out goes to Jonah for letting me borrow his headphones.
That's so nice of him.
And our theme song is by John Higgins. It's called Rockin' Strings, played by me on the cello. Mom is our editor, and Dad is our co-host.
Dang.
And those are our credits.
Huh. Anything you want to say to our listeners before we sign off?
I would like to say a special thank you to all of my supporters. And some of that money will be going to No Kid Hungry.
For the people during this coronavirus?
Yes.
Oh, great idea.
Okay, this is Elijah.
And William.
Signing off.